Why would both parties hold their conventions in Green Bay?
It's hardly a coincidence. This area tends to be a swing area. It's extremely important.
UW Oshkosh political scientist Jim Simmons says southwestern Wisconsin trends Democratic, while the southeastern part of the state is more reliably conservative. Meanwhile, Green Bay, the Fox Valley, and points in between are different.
Larger numbers of independents, larger numbers of swing voters. When you look at the turnout in a presidential election year versus a midterm election year, you have an increasing number of voters who claim to be independent or moderate.
Simmons says partisan voters rarely split the ticket, while independents are more willing. Even the landscape and the people who live there are a mixed bag, according to Marion Krumberger, chair of the Brown County Republicans.
We have city, we have farms, we have pretty much a cross-section of people and representation of all of Wisconsin voters.
The region also has an open congressional seat. Incumbent Republican Reed Ribble isn't running. Pat Garrett is a spokesman for the Republican Party of Wisconsin.
Well, so Green Bay has always been an important battleground, and we see that especially now. You know, Hillary Clinton continues to be viewed unfavorably and untrustworthy by voters in northeastern Wisconsin. There's a congressional race in the Wisconsin 8th congressional district. We have three great candidates running.
Two Democrats have also announced for the 8th Congressional District, which is far and away the most competitive district in Wisconsin. It seems the only thing the two parties agree on is that the region swings. Martha Lanning heads the state Democratic Party. The party wants to retake the state Senate, and she sees one of its best chances in a district that covers parts of Winnebago and Fond du Lac counties.
I think the 18th Senate District is a great example. You know, we have a primary there, but we have two great candidates running in that district, and we believe that that's a strong pickup opportunity for us.
If ever there was a swing district, the 18th is it. Republicans have won the seat by less than one percentage point in each of the last two general elections. Democrats won it in the 2011 recall by just over 2%. Democrats would have to win at least three districts to get a Senate majority. Another thing about northeastern Wisconsin, it's a sizable media market. Rich Langan is with the Brown County Democrats. He says viewers and commercial radio listeners will be bombarded with ads and news coverage.
The hardest thing for a candidate to do is get his or her words or face out into the public. And the biggest bang for your buck is the big media marketplaces, and Green Bay is the second largest in the state, so I think they would be foolish not to come here.
Of course, the presidential candidates will be a big draw both at rallies and the polls. UWO political scientist Jim Simmons.
The one last wild card in all this is Donald Trump.
It's an understatement to say that Trump has had a polarizing effect on voters this election cycle. The question is how he'll play to the swing voters of northeastern Wisconsin. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.